We're joined by Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy. Judge, pretty active morning around the county water-wise.
Yeah, it has been. We had to call out some crews today to work because normally they work 4-10s at the Road and Bridge, and they're off on Fridays. But we've got a few guys out working, taking care of some flooded areas. Had a culvert washout over on the east side of Baxter County that we've had to fix, but just several washouts that we're having to take care of just so people can have access to and from their property.
Luckily, we've had a bit of a lull here the last few hours. Your crews could get kind of caught up on things, but any particular areas that you guys saw this morning that you think people need to especially be aware of as we head into the evening and more rain comes?
Well, before the water receded, you know, we had a problem out on Hicks Road, had County Road 28, had a problem out there off County Road 643. Denton Ferry usually causes some problems, but everything was good down there today. But the water has receded, so things are better now than they were a few hours ago.
Of course, tell us a little bit about how quickly, from what you were hearing from your staff, was water moving through the area and stacking up pretty quickly on people?
It did very quickly. Saw some places. We saw a couple places flood, and of course, I've spent my career working in law enforcement around Mountain Home. I saw some places in Mountain Home that was flooded that I hadn't seen before. So.
Any advice for our listeners as they head through the afternoon around the county?
Especially be careful after dark on the county roads where the washouts are. They won't be as quite as visible, so be careful at night, and we'll get them fixed as quickly as we can.
Judge Liddy, we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us. We'll stay in touch throughout the day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.